So we're going to begin now with Brandi Chastain, who is calling in, I believe, from down south.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, San Diego area.
Hi, Brandi. How are you?
Hi, Brandi.
I'm great. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So, long time no talk. When's the last time we talked? Do you remember?
Well, it's so long ago that, I'm now a grandmother, so that's a long time, man.
No way! Congratulations! Holy cow!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Before you get to adding grandmother to your resume, I looked you up, and I see two-time World Cup champ, two-time Olympic gold medalist, and the first thing that crosses my mind is, do you have an actual, we all have resumes, everyone has to make one, do you get to put that at the top of your resume? Is that part, is that actually written on there?
If I ever made one, I guess I would definitely put it somewhere close to the top.
So you don't even need one. You just drop your name.
You just give him a reel.
Wow, good for you. Well, congratulations, Grandma.
Thank you very much. I have a 10-month-old little baby, Josephine, and she and her parents live very close to us, so I'm very lucky.
Cool, very cool.
Are you on babysitting duty all the time?
Not as much as I'd like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so now are you announcing at all for the World Cup that's on now?
No, not this World Cup. I actually, right now I'm coaching two young teams in the U.S. Soccer Development Academy, and I'm with one right now in the band, the California Thorns. We're about to play in a soccer tournament this morning, actually at the same time that the U.S. kickoff, so we'll have to watch that game later.
Right.
But
so
U.S.
today plays Spain. Is that correct?
That's right.
Right. And U.S. has been doing really good with their win over Sweden.
Favorite to win.
So, well, are they favorite to win?
I think if you looked at winning in terms of more goals than the other team, I think that we're favored. If you're looking at it in terms of, like, who's going to have the ball more and who's going to, you know, maybe dominate the possession, Spain would probably win. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you have to score more goals than the other team, and that is not Spain's best quality. And it definitely, I think, suits us better because we have six players minimum that could score goals at any time. So I feel we have the advantage, but it's not going to be an easy match. The last time they played, it was only a 1-0 win by the U.S.
So have you been asked to come and coach at a higher level and have just decided to stay closer to home? Or, I mean, I would imagine they want you there, either announcing or being involved with the team somehow. No?
Well, I really appreciate that. Actually, my dream is that I will be one day working with our youth national teams and then hopefully with our national teams. But it's not as easy as you think. And, you know, there's a process that you have to go to, I guess. You have to learn how to coach.
Coach your way up, is that right?
Well, you're in that.
I mean, ultimately, the most important thing is that, you know, I spend time developing young players who will, as I am right now, and they're working on finding their pathways to college and hopefully professional soccer if that's what they want to do, and then maybe on to national teams. And if I can help them do that, then there's no reason that with all the experience I've had as a player and in college coaching, helping my husband at Santa Clara University with the women's team, that might be in my future.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you about, because I saw your name several times as I was reading through news this morning.
Brandi Chastain.
Brandi Chastain on the phone with us. They were talking about how much the sport women's soccer has grown since 99. And that even though apparently the women's games generate more money and yet they make half of what the dudes are making, and there's a coalition of players who are suing.
Yeah, so right now actually what's happened is leading on International Women's Day, the women filed a lawsuit against U.S. Soccer for equal pay. And it's been kind of being batted around. And finally, I believe in the last few days that they decided that they will go through mediation once the World Cup is over. And, you know, there's a lot of factors, obviously, that are a part of the lawsuit in terms of who makes what and how do they, you know, how do they determine where the money goes? You know, biggest issue in terms of when you look at men's national team, women's national team, is that on the global scale, FIFA, which is the governing body of soccer, they spend much more money on the men's side. So when, let's say, a men's team wins the World Cup, they share in the prize money for all that World Cup is $400 million. The prize money shared on the women's side is $30 million. So there's a discrepancy at this global level that influences also, you know, local governing bodies of soccer. And so, you know, we're not only trying to change our local governing body mindset, but also trying to help FIFA in that same way.
Man, and meanwhile, the worldwide audience for the World Cup right now, women's soccer, is huge.
Yep.
And can't possibly be bringing in that little. So there's got to be some kind of mismanagement or misreporting of the dough.
No, you know, I just think that it's, you know, I have a lot of men in my life who have been incredible mentors and role models and leaders and coaches, and I look up to them. But I think for women, you know, we've had to fight the social stigma of women in the workplace. And it, even to this day, even though I feel like we're getting closer and closer to, you know, having equal opportunity in terms of having those jobs, we're still paid less. And it's just the people that are hanging on to the old way things have always been. It's just the way we do it. We're finally knocking down that stereotype that equal work for equal pay. I mean, it's a very simple concept. I didn't go to business school to learn that.
But Brandi Chastain, you did win two World Cups, and you are a two-time Olympic gold medalist, and you are a grandma.
Yeah!
And you're also the owner of probably the best victory celebration of all time.
Of all time.
Right?
Oh, I'm losing you guys.
Hey, Brandi, great to talk to you. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you so much, everybody out there. I appreciate all the support for women's soccer. I hope you enjoy the game this morning. I just want to, again, shout out to the California Thorns, 0-4 team. It's going to play a great game today. So good luck to my Thorns, and go USA.
Nice talking with you, Brandi. Brandi Chastain.
She's so sweet.
Catching up with her. I can't believe she's a grandmother. That seems impossible.
We were all just children when this started.
Yep.
I can't believe she cut out when we were just about to talk about the celebration. It's not possible, right? She just didn't want to talk about it.
Maybe she didn't want to talk about it. Uh-oh, I'm losing you.
Yeah, I pulled my shirt off. I got it. Enough already, right?
Oh, my God. That was one of the best moments of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can still find the picture still says everything. Like, it's just, she's just like, ah! Anyway. All right, thanks, Brian.